Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I have Steve, Chris, Lauren, and Bob. Welcome, everyone. Okay, so on today's show, we're going to be talking about Remy. Steve and I had the opportunity to go on the Disney Dream, and we took the opportunity to go dine at Remy. So Remy is a restaurant on the Disney Dream and the Disney Fantasy, and they have two additional charge restaurants, and there's Palo and Remy. Remy is $75 per person additional, so it's not included. You do have to pay extra. Palo comes in at $25 a person, and it's additional as well. So quite a price difference, and quite a difference. It's supposed to be like the Victorian Alberts of the seas, and it is a dining experience. They say to expect up to 3 hours, upwards of 3 hours, and they weren't kidding. They do have a pretty tight dress code. Men are required to have jackets and tie.
Jacket and tie for the men.
And ladies, you know, we have some leeway. You know, dress and, you know, you could probably wear slacks or something. But, you know, a lot of the women there are in real fancy sparkly things and cocktail dresses. I was very surprised, though, because that one guy came in a polo shirt and a lanyard around his neck.
Huh. Now, they will loan you a jacket. If you forget your jacket.
But. So the guys definitely have to wear a jacket, yes. Though.
Yeah. You saw a lot of uncomfortable men in there.
Now, Palo, you don't have to have a jacket.
Right.
Just Remy.
Yeah, Palo seemed fairly casual.
And of course, whereas Palo is Italian cuisine, I think mostly from the northern region of Italy, if I'm not mistaken. Remy's is obviously, what, more influenced by...
French.
Yeah. French cuisine. And they're both on deck 12 aft, so they're at the back of the ship, and they're kind of, you know, overlooking the water.
I mean, atmosphere-wise, I guess there's little touches that remind you or that are kind of in tribute to the Pixar movie,
yeah.
Right? I mean, of course, the name Remy.
When you walk in, there's a light fixture, chandelier-type thing, and they have a glass or a crystal Remy up on the lamp, and probably life size. He's really cute, maybe slightly larger than life size. So he's there. And then there are some mirrors in the back of the restaurant. It's a smaller restaurant than I thought. I didn't count tables, but it's definitely smaller than I imagined it to be. Probably half the size of Palo.
Yeah. It's real intimate,
it's a lot
real
more intimate.
Small restaurant for fine dining, a lot of space between the tables, really well done.
But back on the back wall, there are some mirrors, and you can see on the mirrors that there's a Remy. You know, there's a rat. The upholstery on, we were in a booth, one of those half moon booths, and the upholstery there, they had some hidden, well, the whole pattern was swirly, kind of paisley, and there were two types of rats in there. There was one that was definitely Remy and one that just looked like a generic rat, and just over and over. But if you look at it, you don't see it until someone points it out to you. And that was kind of neat.
It's Remy, and then the other rat is the brother Emmy in the upholstery. And then Gaston's, they have a private room in the back. For overflow,
or
if they have a group that wants
Gustos.
To, oh, it's Gustos.
Gustos. Gaston is from Beauty
oh,
and the Beast.
That's right. Thank you. Gaston,
my Disney.
That's still France.
But they have, and that room is kind of a replica of his restaurant. That little rooms from the carpet to the walls.
They replicated the chandeliers, the walls, the chairs. From the movie, and the scenery.
And the scenery, you can,
the view.
Got Paris. And then, they were going to have a actual working kitchen where you could see the kitchen, but they weren't allowed to you know, have the window in there into the kitchen for some regulation. So they created just a drawing of the actual working kitchen at the back of the restaurant.
Well, it would kind of ruin it when you think about it, because, you know, I mean, the room, I mean, because we got to tour it on the Dream, and I mean, it's a very pretty room. I think having a view of a kitchen would kind of ruin it for me.
Yeah.
I liked it how it was, and it's not to say it wouldn't be nice the other way, but it was lovely the way it was.
No, there's also a room where the wine is that has a table in there, and there's no extra charge to eat in there either.
Do you know if they share the kitchen with Paulo, or are they two separate kitchens?
Well, I don't know, but I would assume they probably share a kitchen.
I would think they share.
They're both right next to each other.
Yeah.
Well, right when we walked in, the hostess pointed out a bottle of wine.
Oh, yeah.
What was that, from 1968 or something?
There's a bottle of wine that the critic orders in the movie, and they have that bottle of wine, and it's $25,000.
So you bought it, right?
He splurged.
I bought two.
On his non-drinking wife.
No, I quickly calculated to how many Costco shoes that was. So we didn't do that. But they have the menu. You can go a la carte, or they have a menu that has been inspired or actually created by the chef from Victoria and Albert's. The American chef, and Victoria and Albert's is the 5-star restaurant over at the Grand Floridian. And then they also have a menu from a famous French chef that he's put together. So what they recommend is one of you get the French menu and one of you get the American menu, and then you can share as you go. So that's what we ended up doing.
Yeah, I ended up with American, I think.
Yeah, and Lisa's not a big seafood eater.
I'm not adventurous. I'm boring. I'm not foo-foo. I'm pretty bland.
So some of the dishes, when she got them, we kind of switched depending on what they were. So I had mostly, the French menu, and you had mostly the American menu, and then a few items we swapped.
Right. Well, they started off. They showed us Remy, and then they sat us down, and you know, the service of course was impeccable, but they came by with a beverage cart, and they did some fancy champagne drink for Steve, and they called that one.
Well, the drink is named off after the woman chef in the movie. Her name starts with a C.
I want to say Chloe. It's not Chloe.
Is it Claire?
No.
Claudette? Or something like that?
Claudette. That's it, I think. Now I got to look.
Shoot. It's Colette.
Colette. So they make a special champagne drink with some special vodka. And
I think there was some Absolute lime.
Yeah, and there's a blueberry and two little
dried apricots.
Cubes of dried apricots.
Oh, and mint.
Yeah, and a mint leaf. So that's complimentary when you start. And then Lisa didn't want alcohol, so they made a special drink for her.
Mine was they said it was a passion fruit with raspberry, and there was something else in it. And it was good. It was funny because in one drink or one sip, I could really taste the passion fruit. In another, it was raspberry. So it was very flavorful, very potent, very strong, but not. It wasn't like a smoothie. It was a fruit drink, if that makes sense. So that's what I got. And then they did serve us some bread, and then that fancy butter, and then the salt on the side, and that was actually very yummy.
Yeah. So Chris, they have that butter that you like, which is the European butter with no salt, and then they bring out a special dish of salt so you can mix your own.
That sounds really good.
It was. They had
dinner. I'm sorry.
They had a bread. They had their, you know, little baguettes, which was fine, and then they had a whole grain something or other, and then they had an onion and chive bread, and I got the baguette, and then I got the onion bread, and both were good, but that onion bread, Holy cow, is that good. It was really yummy.
That really sounds good.
Very tasty. And then with that butter and the salt, it was very good. I think I ended up with 3 pieces of that. But so where do we go from there? We were presented with the...
What did you have for like your...
We were presented with the menu, so we picked. And my main course was like a tenderloin or filet type thing. It was Australian beef, so it was imported. But before all that, what did we start with?
Well, they come by first with like it's like a little marble shaped.
It's like a corn fritter or a hush puppy.
Yeah, it's like a small
a bite size hush puppy,
and it's filled with some type of tomato soup.
Yeah, and so they say it's like a popper, and they put it. You say they tell you to take one bite only. You know, put it in and eat because it's going to explode otherwise. And Steve was saying that it was really good. And I said, mine doesn't have any soup. Mine didn't explode. Mine was juicy on the inside, but I think mine all got absorbed. So mine didn't really have soup in it.
And they have a lot of, I don't even know how many courses there are. It's like endless.
Little samplings here
and
there.
It's about tasting the food and trying the food versus going to a buffet. It's about the presentation and about the food, of course, because it's a fine dining establishment. Our waiter was excellent. He was from France. Very polite, very knowledgeable.
He knew what he was doing.
Friendly, professional. I mean, it was perfect. And there was another waitress at one of the other tables who I think was from like Alabama.
She reminded me so much of Natalie. Can you imagine going to Remy and being waited on by Natalie?
It was like she was so out of place. It was it just didn't flow, and it was very awkward to listen to her.
Natalie or this other lady had been my server, I'd be eating things that I didn't want to. They'd be like, "No, you eat this. There are starving children in Africa. You need to eat this." Okay.
So, that's exactly how she would be too, Natalie. She would be sassy. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And our waiter explained every dish and how it was cooked and
well, then you
where
had the wine steward.
From. Yeah, and then I can never pronounce it. The sommelier, or I ordered a glass of wine, and they come out and talk about the different wines and what type of wine you want.
But Steve just comes out and he says, "I want a glass of red wine."
I was looking for a glass of like just house red wine, like a Merlot.
Well, you didn't say that. You just said, "I want a house red," and the guy's like, from what area of the country or the world, and would you like it bold? What kind of grapes do you like? And Steve's like, I like Merlot.
they have probably one of the finest, I'm guessing, wine collections.
Yeah. they have a very impressive wine collection just by size. I couldn't tell you about quality, but this guy, he was just impressive. You could tell that he lived wine.
Yeah, and you get an invitation that if you want to go at 5 o'clock before your reservation, they will meet with you and plan your wine for each of your courses. And you can also add on, I think it's $99 if you want to add on a wine pairing with your meal.
$99. Which, considering Steve's one glass was $20.
Yeah.
That's actually a bargain. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It would almost be worth it. Even for somebody like me who's kind of neutral on it, I think for that kind of place,
it
would be worth
the experience, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, so you have like these 5 or 6 or 7 courses, whatever it is. And I mean, you're saying that it's really just a couple of bites of everything. Did you feel full afterwards?
I think part of it was that we did this on our last night, and so we'd been eating the whole time. And if we had done it earlier in the cruise, I think we would have not been so full.
Of the dishes, I mean, some of the dishes are larger than others. Like Lisa got some, what was it like?
They called it a French pizza.
It was like a...
It was like this, go ahead.
It was like a... I don't even know. It was like a crispy...
It was like a cracker
there you go.
On the bottom. And it was probably a 5-inch diameter. And so you've got this cracker and then some tomato sauce. or tomato paste, some tomato substance. And then on top of that, they put a Parmesan foam. And the foam was probably, I don't know, a quarter to a half inch, let's say 3/8 of an inch tall. It was so good, but it was so much. I ended up eating about a third of it, and Steve had some, but it was just so rich and full of flavor. And then with that, they brought me a glass of this drink that was marinated tomatoes for 3 weeks, and then they add this and that, and they do that, and it comes out as a clear liquid, but literally a sip, just a smidge, just to get the taste, and it was overwhelming. It was so strong and powerful. It was similar to cold salsa, but smooth, clear, and just tomato, very, very strong, fresh tomato flavor.
What did they marinate it in?
I don't know.
You'd almost think it would be like almost an alcohol.
They knew I was alcohol-free, so they wouldn't have brought it.
Yeah, but I wonder, you know, that would be the sort of first thing you would think of, though.
I don't know.
Yeah, and then the other thing is, as you get closer to the main course, your dishes start to come out where they're covered, and then they, you know, lift the covers
Ta-da.
At the same time, and then they explain the dishes. And the other thing that was kind of nice in the beginning and then kind of weird later was there's a guy who fits the part, who looks... He's, you know, he's definitely French, and he comes by, and as soon as you've tasted your food, he comes by and he goes, "Oh, the essence is so wonderful. It just melts in your mouth. It just, the flavors, the aromas."
He tells you how much you enjoy it.
It's like every time. And I'm like the second time, I'm like, okay. And then the third time, and he has like a different spiel every time he comes by about how wonderful the experience is. And I'm like, well, this is like the eighth time this guy He's announcing my food. And he just comes by and he has his hand movements and he's like, "Oh, this is just the most wonderful thing." It's just awkward.
It's a little strange. I don't know if it's supposed to be like the guy in the movie.
I don't know. It's like every
time. You know what it makes me think of is like that. See, that's annoying to me in the same way that like restaurants like Macaroni Grill and stuff sing to people.
Yeah.
You know, I hate
that's
that.
Bad.
Yeah. So that kind of I don't know if I would.
I kind of think I would
like it. You take a bite and he's like, "Your taste buds are dancing."
I don't know what I mean. Like the first time or two, like, okay, it's cute. But like six courses in, like.
And he's into it. He is like so into it. He's like, it's just odd. And I mean, he really believes it. I don't know. The first couple times I'm like, wow, okay. And then after a while, Lisa and I were like, okay, come on, dude. It's like, please stop.
I remember commenting somewhere along the evening that they really should leave us alone to enjoy it. And there was too much service, I think.
Well, with just that part was a little odd. Our waiter was great. And then the sommelier was great. And then the comic relief guy was just a little weird.
Well, I mean, for me, the best part of a meal like that would probably have to be dessert. And I know like Paolo has that signature souffle, which is their, you know, dessert that they recommend. What did they have at Remy?
Steve got this pyramid of chocolate mousse.
It was like a pyramid with some chocolate, hard chocolate arch around it. And then, of course, everything's topped in gold leaf. And there was a little bit of gold leaf on top of it. And then Lisa got some chocolate, like gold bar.
It was like a Twix bar because it had cookie in the middle.
And then it had
a wafer, more like a Kit Kat.
And it was super dark chocolate with gold leaf on it.
A little bit of fluff. I mean, the gold leaf.
And then you got some,
minimal.
And it came with like a martini glass of chocolate, some drink.
Oh, that with the crunchies on the bottom.
Oh, that was good.
It had like these little crunchy. Balls of chocolatey goodness.
Yeah,
they had that in the And the chocolate mousse at California Grill. I know what you're talking about. It's like little...
like little Rice Krispies
exactly
or something.
Exactly what you mean.
There.
I can't even describe
almost
it.
Almost like little Rice Krispies.
Yeah, chocolate. Exactly. Those are kind of popular right now.
And then they had, two layers on top of it.
Yeah, so we had all that. Oh, and then...
And I just going to throw in my 2 cents. I would have rather have had the chocolate mousse or the chocolate souffle.
The souffle. The souffle would have been better.
Yeah, this didn't do much for me.
Oh, hollow, you mean? See, I didn't think that souffle was that good. The chocolate was a little, it was kind of wimpy.
Not so sweet.
I needed more chocolate flavor.
And then after that, because at that point, I was so full. I was like,
you're aching.
And then after that, after you have dessert, then they bring you a whole tray that has like...
an encore dessert.
Yeah, it's like 2 silver boxes. And these silver boxes, they come out, and one of them has like, I don't know, like 6 different...
Little bite-sized
desserts on it. And the other one has like 2 giant pieces of things that look like caramelized bacon coming out of the top of
it. Well, those were cinnamon somethings.
And then it has little cubes of dessert in the bottom of it. And I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Well, there were 2 huge marshmallows, mint marshmallows that they made.
Yeah, they're all like handmade chocolates and handmade desserts.
Right. And then they had...
And you could just take them.
Well, that's what we asked. I was like, can we take these and not eat them here?
Well, the only thing they couldn't wrap up was those
lemon drop things.
Well, they're like little lemon meringues.
Yeah. So we ate the lemon meringues and then
the little lemon tartlets, and they were really good.
Yeah. And then they packaged up the rest of it in a cute little package for us.
Oh, we've got 2 natural flavored lollipops, boysenberry and strawberry.
Oh, yeah. Then they made lollipops. They're actually sitting on the counter next to us. But, and then you leave, and then they give you a Remy box of chocolates as a little gift.
Hand dipped chocolates.
As you leave, which we still have. And then they gave Lisa 2 roses.
Yeah, they gave me 2 long stem roses, which was nice. But the night before, you get off the ship and they're saying don't bring any plants off the ship. And so I'm thinking, I just got my roses. And Amber was very upset that she didn't get to keep the roses. And there's a lady in front of us at customs that had her rose. And I'm like, I asked someone that was doing the customs. I said, is that allowed? Because I left my roses because I thought we weren't allowed to bring those. So just ladies, you are allowed to bring your roses off. You can bring cut flowers off the ship. You cannot bring a potted plant, which I don't know why you'd have one, but if you did.
Yeah, so no potted plants.
Well, you know, you might find one in the lobby don't take the potted plant. Really like.
Yeah, or,
you know.
I don't know, a cactus Mexico. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there might be, you know, you're walking along one of the decks and there's a beautiful potted plant somewhere. You think, I've got to have that. You know, I can't get that in the gift shop. I can't afford the $200, throw pillow. I'm going to take that.
Then the other,
I'm trying to think of some of the other courses.
Well, the other thing, most of the courses I had were fish.
Well, your main dish was pigeon.
Yeah, because I had the French menu.
Ugh, that's disgusting.
So the French menu, of course, is French. So the main course was pigeon.
It was pigeon.
Stuffed
pigeon.
Wait. Let me guess. It tastes just like chicken.
He said no. He said that it tasted. I asked him, does it taste like chicken? And he said it tasted like the sauce.
It's more gamey than chicken. And then it had.
That's what Bob and Steve had out in Disneyland.
No, we had
y'all
Cornish
had
game
pigeon,
ham.
Didn't.
No.
Oh, Cornish for some reason I thought it was pigeon.
And it was so bony.
Yeah.
Oh, that was quail that we had at that time, right?
Was that quail?
Oh, that's
okay.
Right.
Yeah. Whatever.
It was quail.
Yeah. It was very small, and there was not a lot of meat, and there were a lot of bones in it. So I don't know. Was pigeon?
Pigeon was it's okay. I mean, it's not. I don't know. It's French. It's
you're not going back.
And I've had it before in France, and it comes with foie gras, which is the goose liver, and it's you got to be adventurous if you.
Yeah.
And then Lisa had the Australian beef,
right? And it was good, and it came with a burgundy sauce on the side, and they give you the sauce in this cup with a spoon, and there's probably 2 teaspoons of sauce, which was interesting. But it was enough because they only gave you 2 little squares of beef. And then they give you this little tiny ramekin of mashed potatoes, probably 3 tablespoons full. And, well, not even. And then on top they had some shredded
short ribs. Which is about the size of your thumbnail.
Yeah. Well, if you have a big thumbnail.
It's teeny, yeah.
Yeah. And then probably 5 or 6 pieces of vegetable on the side. There was a carrot split in thirds.
Yeah, it's definitely about the tasting. But there were so many courses. And then we talked to the chef, the executive chef, which was Patrick, who looks exactly like the chef in the movie. I mean, and even our waiter was like, they won't admit it, but we think that they modeled the chef and Remy after him. And he said, you can decide on yourself. And I saw him down in the Cove Cafe having coffee in the morning. And I talked to him and said that we were going to Remy and told him that Lisa was picky.
Yeah.
And then he came out and talked to us and about how our meal was and everything. But yeah, when he's all dressed up, he looks exactly like the chef.
What were some of the other things that we had?
I mean, I had a lot of fish.
Can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. So like, say you were getting the French course, but you just were adamantly opposed to eating pigeon. Would they let you swap that out for something else? Because I don't think I could eat pigeon. They're kind of cute. And I would not eat foie gras.
Yeah. So that way, I think you could probably switch some of the dishes. I know Lisa switched something for a chicken.
Yeah, I'm not a seafood fan. It's total waste of money for me to go to something like this. But
so I ate a lot of the seafood dishes that came.
They did give me, what was it? Was it yellow chicken? Or did they call it orange chicken?
They had some
special
chickens that only come from some certain place in the United States, and they probably massage them.
They come from France, but there's a place in North Carolina that raises these chickens. It's the only other place that does it. And it's chicken. I wasn't impressed. But they were wrapped up in these little crunchy things, little rolls, little chicken rolls. There were 2 of those, I believe. And it was yummy, but it tasted kind of like a, what are those, the pizza roll? Totino's. Just in general, I'm not saying, you know, that cheapy, greasy quality.
She doesn't eat fish. What do we have?
Give her something on the kids menu.
We got these hot pockets.
take that Uncrustables and, you know.
Microwave that up.
Yeah. Now, Steve did get me to eat some fish, though.
I got to eat, because it didn't even taste like fish.
Well, they said that was one of the most unique and expensive fish served. I don't even remember what it was.
Yeah. It's an experience. It's really good.
Well, yeah. I mean, let me ask you, because it's clear you've got a couple differing opinions. I mean, who do you think a place like Remy appeals to? I mean, who would you recommend it to?
Not me. I enjoyed the experience. I'm just going to give you my little review summary here. I enjoyed the experience. I enjoyed the time with my husband. It was very nice. They even have these little stools for your purse, which is great. So you don't have to put it on the floor or the back of your chair. But the food is not my style at all. I would have been more comfortable almost anywhere else as far as the food goes.
So not your style because it was
fancy,
complex, yeah. Or
fancy
because,
and okay. Mushrooms here and there, lots of mushrooms. And then they got upset when I didn't eat the mushrooms. Well, I love the taste and flavor of mushrooms. I don't like the texture. So you can marinate things with mushrooms or, you know, put it in a sauce. As long as it's pureed up, I'm fine. But the texture, it bugs me. So All these truffles went to waste. Sorry.
Now you've done Paolo before, right? Okay, so you like Paolo.
I will go to Paolo again. I don't think I need to go to Remy again, especially considering the price point.
Paolo for $25 is an awesome deal. The food's great, service is great.
Right.
Remy is like that super special occasion that, you know, you want to go celebrate something, or if you're a foodie and you really love unique food and want to experience
and you have
things.
No inhibitions about eating certain things. But there was a a family across from us, husband and wife, and then his mother, and they, I believe, they got the wine package, and they were enjoying every little bite of everything, and they were asking questions, and they were foodies, clearly. And that's the kind of person that would enjoy this. Someone that does have a more sophisticated palate.
Right.
Oh, and then the cheese.
I don't know. Like, I've always wanted to do Victoria and Albert's, but that $200 price point.
Yeah, so this would be, it's like, you know, and the menu that, we ordered, one of them was from the chef from Victoria and Albert's. That's all the courses that he designed. So if you want to get a Victoria and Albert's experience for $75, and it ends up a lot more because it doesn't include tip, and then of course I had wine, and then you add tip and tax in there, and you know, you're
on my Evian.
Oh, and then we ordered, we had bottle, of course we had Evian water, that which was like $3 a bottle, which really wasn't too
I was surprised
bad.
I thought it'd be like $7 or $8. Yeah, and it was $3.50.
Yeah, so that wasn't bad, but you know, so all that adds up, but it's definitely worth the experience. I don't think I'd do it every time, and also we did it on a 3-day cruise, which is really crammed and rushed, so it's very hard to do that on a 3-day cruise, but on a 7-day or something like that, it'd be a lot nicer.
To give up 3 hours was...
Yeah, and it was almost 3 hours, but it didn't seem... It wasn't like when we did Club 33 and you were like waiting and waiting. It was paced perfectly. The service was perfect. The food was perfect. The food was...
I'm sure it was.
The food was exactly what you would expect from that restaurant. But if you don't like that type of food, then... You know, you're not going to like the experience.
Right. Don't just go because it's there and you feel like you need to do it.
No, you need to be real interested in food and perhaps wine. One thing we didn't mention is they have a cheese cart that comes by, and that was just about at the end, before dessert. And they had some soft cheeses, they had some strong cheeses, and then they had some hard cheeses. And you got to pick as many as you wanted. And so we sampled some, and they had a couple that were good.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't try them all, but...
It's fun to just experience it.
Yeah. But they just slice it right there in front of you, and it's an experience. It's all part of it, and it made it nice.
Now, can I ask you a question? I know that, like, certain, you know, levels of guests like Platinum or whatever, they can, and Concierge, they can make those reservations pretty early, right? But for everybody else, when can they make their reservations for this? And is it hard to get into?
I don't think on a 3-night that it's going to be that hard to get into. I did notice that there were a lot of open tables.
There were
the whole back section plus that back room.
Yeah.
Really?
So we did a 6:30 reservation on the last night on a 3-night cruise. We even forgot that we booked it. I don't even know how we... I was going through our cruise documents, and I'm like, oh, we got a reservation at Remy. And Lisa's like, we do?
Well, early on, I booked it right when we could. And then like a month later, I asked Steve, do we want to book Remy? We only have 3 nights. Is it worth it? You know, we'll have the kids. And he's like, no. So I said, okay, fine. And then we come to find out I did book it.
But it's definitely worth it. But, yeah, there were a lot of empty tables when we went on a 3-night.
Yeah.
And then if you go on a cruise that has an at-sea day, then they also have a brunch available at the on the sea day that you can do.
And you did that.
And you can't bring kids even to the brunches, right?
No, they're not allowed at all.
Okay.
But it's definitely worth doing. I would do it if you could once. I wouldn't do it. We did it on the last night on a 3-day, and the worst part is, you know, so then you get out of there at 9:30 at night, and you got to pack your luggage up, and you got to have it outside your stateroom by 10:30. So it's kind of a rush. The whole 3 days a rush to do anything like that.
I don't think we'll be doing another 3-day cruise, 3-night. I think
it does sound kind of rushed.
I like the 7-night.
But I give it 2 thumbs up, and Lisa probably gives it
one thumb. Yeah. It gets one thumb.
I'm definitely curious. I think you would like to try it.
Yeah. I would like to try it, definitely.
Me too.
Minus the pigeon.
It was. If I could do the experience again with different food, I would. That's so lame.
That doesn't work.
It does work. If they could have Paulo food at Remy.
Just go to Paulo.
You don't think that... I thought the service at Paulo was pretty good, so it's even better than that.
It is. in fact.
Oh, yeah, our waiter was really good. If I had gotten the lady from Alabama, then I would have been, the review would have been totally different. Like, here's your
pigeon.
She wasn't like that.
All of our Southern listeners, yeah. Steve.
It was just, I mean, you're in a French restaurant and you got a French waiter.
Yeah,
versus,
we had a French waiter.
Versus
so
some lady that was like out of Chili's or something.
Well, it was funny because the servers come out and everyone is given their plate at once. And, you know, if there's three people, like at this table we were watching, the cover is lifted all at once. So there's the ta-da factor and they get the wafting of the food. And two plates were mixed up. And so she grabs one of them, does her little scooty dance, kind of like, oh, you don't see me. And goes to the other side and grabs it and switches it and says, there, no one ever saw anything. That didn't belong at Remy. You know, I understand a mess up or, you know, a little mix up like that, but she turned it into a game. That
yeah,
didn't belong.
It was just, it would have been great for if I was at Chili's. TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
More fitting for primetime cafe,
yeah,
basically.
Exactly. She'd be perfect at primetime. She probably came from primetime. But yeah. I mean, she was nice and she was cute, but it's just, it was the wrong restaurant for her.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm kind of starving right now. Thanks a lot.
How about some foie gras?
There's pigeons in North Carolina.
I'll skip
grab
on that.
One.
I'll skip the foie gras.
No, the chocolate truffle sounds, or you know, the chocolate mousse yeah. thing with
the candy
leaf.
At the end. I would have yeah. just been like, step back. I need to be alone because I'm going to eat this whole box of candy. Yeah.
Seriously, we're so
that's
full.
Nice. No, it sounds very elegant and very nice and I'm definitely. You know, want it's on my to-do list now for okay. sure.
Yeah, I think it belongs on there. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show right here. Thank you to pixievacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. And if you would like to find more of our shows, you can go to mousechat.net. You can also find our shows at iTunes. Please send your questions and comments to us at comments@mousechat.net. Thanks so much and join us again here next time on Mouse Chat.